I was delighted and honoured, and I spoke really as Cathaoirleach of the council on behalf of all the councillors of Sligo County Council, and we were adamantly against fracking at a local level and at a national level. And I think I have to say I was absolutely inspired by the intelligence, how well the young people that spoke were able to articulate the message, and how focused young people are on such an important issue, and that is the preservation of our climate and our environment. And just to look at some of the messages that were there, from all the schools were represented there today, the IT was represented, and there was a lot of parents there as well. But all the young people ranging in different ages with their placards, and it's great to see that they are so concerned about the climate at this young age.
What particular climate issues stood out most from today's event?
Single plastics is one, insulation. We really have to do the very best we can to try and meet our criteria as a country in relation to lowering carbon emissions and fossil fuels, etc., etc. And also, we've banned fracking, but to ensure that that doesn't happen in this area. And to be a little bit more focused and conscious on littering, insulation and all those things that young people care about, because they want... What we want for our children is that they will have a very safe and secure and a bright and beautiful climate to look forward to and appreciate in the future.
Thankfully, fracking banned in the Republic of Ireland, but not necessarily the case in the north. And there are genuine concerns there of the close proximity of it if it was to take place in Fermanagh.
That's a very good point. And there was a few speakers there from the eco sector, and they have genuine concerns in relation to fracking, the fact that Ireland as a country might import fracked gas. The young people, I would like to say to them all and to their parents, on behalf of all the councillors in Sligo County Council, because we are focused on climate at the moment. I think we've built the first climate and environmental friendly local authority house, and I think that was featured and got national attention. But also our stance on fracking was nationally recognised. And I want to assure the young people that we in local politics, we get it, we understand, and we are focused on trying to make a difference and hold the government to account every which way we can when it comes to the environment.